Time now for Ask the Expert. I want to welcome in my guest today, Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Connie, good morning.
Good morning, Joey.
So nice to talk with you, Connie. And as we get started, tax season just ended, and now is a good time to think about any changes that folks may want to put in place to minimize taxes for 2022. So, Connie, what suggestions do you have on how to pay less taxes in 2022?
Well, absolutely, Joey. While your 2021 tax return is fresh on your mind, it is a good time to consider some in-course corrections for 2022. Next April, it'll be too late. So be proactive this year. If you're working, it's a good time to take a look at your 401k contribution. One of the easiest ways to reduce your taxes is to fund your 401k plan with tax-deductible contributions. The tax code allows everyone to contribute up to $20,500 in 2022 from their earnings. If you turn age 50 this year or older, you can contribute an additional $6,500. If you didn't maximize your contributions in 2021, commit to increase now for the remainder of 2022. A good goal is to contribute at least 10% of every dollar you earn. And if you can do more, it's just going to help your retirement be even more secure. And what about a health savings account? If your employer offers a high deductible insurance plan, you may qualify to contribute to an HSA. Health savings accounts are one of the best tools to pay medical expenses in retirement. The elective contribution limit goes up a little each year, and it is tax deductible, so make sure you're doing the maximum. In 2022, an individual can contribute $3,650, and the family limit is $7,300. And for those 55 or older, you can contribute an additional $1,000. And an overlooked opportunity for many couples is a spousal IRA contribution. If one spouse is working and the other is not, the working spouse may be able to contribute $6,000 to the other's IRA. If the non-working spouse is 50 or over, it could be $7,000, and this is tax deductible. And be tax smart about your charitable giving. Most taxpayers claim the standard deduction now, so they don't get to deduct their charitable giving. But there is a little known clause in the tax code that says all taxpayers who claim the standard deduction can claim a tax deduction of up to $300 when cash gifts are made to charity. And that's doubled for married filing jointly to $600 deduction. And then if you're over 70 and a half, I really encourage you to look at the qualified charitable distribution by giving directly from your IRA. You can take the higher standard deduction and not pay tax on the distribution from your IRA that you give directly to charity. If you're in retirement, do you have a retirement income plan? A plan could make a difference in the taxes you owe. All accounts are not equal when it comes to taxes, and taking too much income from your IRA or annuities can put you into a higher tax bracket, and it could even cause you to pay more tax on your Social Security benefit. At Gulick Capital, we specialize in helping retirees maximize their income and minimize their taxes. Give us a call if you would like to discuss your retirement income plan.
Okay, Connie, if our listeners would like information on today's discussion, how can they do just that? What's the easiest way they can reach you?
The easiest way is to give us a call. The number is 540-772-4545. That's 540-772-4545.
And this has been Ask the Expert this morning, WFIR.